It's almost Election Day in a campaign that seems to have been going on for a long time. This is Lisa Berry, and that lengthy, many times contentious presidential race has prompted some concerns about possible public discord at the polls. Joining us to address that is Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton. Welcome to 89.1 WEMU.
Well, thank you, Lisa, for having me on.
Are there any Election Day safety concerns?
Not specifically. We have not received any information, let alone credible information, of specific intent to cause problems at the polls. That being said, we have reached out and we have a meeting scheduled with the county clerk's office to sort of talk about what our response protocols should be in the event that something occurs. There's always a possibility of anything occurring. You know, my interpretation and some of the interpretation I've heard from others is the lack of acceptance would be after the results have been tallied and public. So that would probably have minimal, no impact during the actual time of voting. You know, there may be some post-election, post-result disturbances, but I don't really anticipate that happening here in Washtenaw County.
So you're not really feeling anything will happen on Election Day, but maybe in the evening. Do you necessarily have extra protection or deputies on duty for any Election Day?
No, that's not a normal, it's really not a normal response for us. We've never really had situations where we had a reason to be concerned about either disturbances, violence during election or post-election. But you are right. I mean, based on the national discourse that's gone on and some of the things that have been said by some of the candidates, there's a little reason to at least start to plan. So we've had some discussions internally. We may staff a little higher. We're not going to direct those staff at any specific location, because as I said, we don't have any credible information. But I'll know a lot more after my meeting with the clerk's office to really get their feeling and their assessment. And again, for us to clarify roles and responsibilities and potential response protocol in the event that something happens during the voting, the time of voting.
Have you heard of this as a problem in any other county or state across the country? Are there concerns?
No, I have not. We have not heard anything locally, statewide, or national as it relates to specific credible information around targeted areas for voter disruption. I mean, there's always the potential, especially with some of the rhetoric around poll watching and things of that nature. And, you know, what we would remind people is that voter intimidation is a crime under state and federal law. And under state law, those found guilty of voter intimidation, it's up to a 5-year felony, 5 years of imprisonment. And it's not just the actual act of intimidation, you know, the interruption of someone voting, but it is the act of intimidation to sort of deter someone from voting. So, you know, the statute in and of itself is pretty broad, and it actually compels the sheriff or the local police that witnessed such intimidation tactics to take affirmative action to address that behavior and apprehend suspects.
As the Washtenaw County Sheriff, have you been keeping track of the selfie regulation? That's been a big thing going on in Lansing. Ready to make some arrests for someone taking a ballot selfie?
No, I'm not. I mean, I know it's out there. It's just a result of the times that we're in. We do not plan on making any selfie voting related arrests.
Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton, thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Well, thank you for having me.